Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, indeed. It's time to get your Monday started with the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's March 7th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. I know I miss it too. Coming your way in around 5 minutes. What better way to start out your Monday with a little bit of hacker news? And the hacker news today is affecting Macs. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly. Yeah, over the weekend, a little notice appeared on the TransmissionBT.com website warning users that a version 9.90 of the popular BitTorrent client, that thing? Yeah, it's apparently infected with malware. Oops. The warning reads, everyone running 2.90 on OS X should immediately upgrade to 2.91 or delete their copy of 2.90. Now, according to Reuters, this is actually the first ransomware ever found on the Mac platform. Yeah, you know what ransomware is. It's the kind of thing that encrypts your hard drive and then it demands that you pay, and then they'll pretty much stalk you for the rest of your life unless you keep paying. Now, apparently, this malware will sit on your hard drive for 3 days before you'll start noticing some weird little changes. So, if that was over the weekend, that would make today, yes, Monday. That's when a lot of people should start going, holy crap, what have I got? So, if your Monday was starting off crappy already and you got this on your machine, it's about to get worse. Sorry. Staying on privacy, encryption, these kind of things. Well, Amazon decided that the Fire tablets, yeah, maybe it's not such a bad idea to have encryption on those things. Now, at first, Amazon thought, yeah, that encryption feature we had on the Fire tablets, nah, forget it. You don't need it anymore. Well, apparently, after so many complaints from so many Fire tablet users who knew there were so many, Amazon plans to restore the encryption feature. However, though, don't expect your feature to be coming back today. Nope. Amazon said they will return that option for full disk encryption with a new Fire OS update. Coming this spring. Well, that just sucks. Oh, thank you, Amazon. Tidal, yes, the music service that nobody uses. Things is getting a little worse over there at Tidal now. Apparently, they fired their CFO and the COO in one day. Damn, that can't be good. Now, of course, the service is owned by rapper Jay-Z, and a few other celebrities, of course, are on board with this. I'm sure Beyonce's in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it's not really been said if they are the reason for the CFO and the COO going out the door in one day. All Tidal actually said in their announcement that they had terminated Chris Hart, the CFO, and Niles Juhal, that's the COO. And that Tidal has grown into a global operation serving 46 countries now. And they've moved their accounting and operations team in New York, while their technology team and key support staff remain in Oslo. Ah, yeah, that saga continues over there at that company, doesn't it? So many people in and out, you know, it's like Tidal's just one big reality show now. And finally, well, we started off with Apple, some bad news, but here's some Apple good news, particularly if you're nostalgic. How would you like about 500 rare Apple II programs and games? Yeah, well, you can find them over there at the Internet Archive now. And this all is in part due to 4AM, the anonymous uploader over there. In fact, the programs are well over 500 now, actually at 631 Apple II programs. And these are the rarest of the rarest and the hardest of the hardest to find, says 4AM. If you've ever wanted to experience such games as Muppetville, Spy Hunter, and Battlezone, they are there now. So, it's Monday. Today's the perfect day to try this out. Nobody wants to work on Monday. Head on over to the Internet Archive now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website for all the BTN shows at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find out what's going on around BTN by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get involved with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. Well, that wraps up your Monday installment of the BTN News Show, but we'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, kick back. It is Monday. And thank you very much for listening.